And we are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Deep Press Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. I am Jesse, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball. We are in Big 12 conference play. The Bearcats are four games into conference play. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I'm going to even make it to March or probably even February because every game, these four games the Bearcats have played have been just like nail biter, except for the BYU game. Bearcats really took control of that game in the second half. But the Texas game, the Baylor game that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to talk about the latest game where UC played against number 19th ranked TCU Horned Frogs. I'll talk about that game because that game was just pretty much all over the place. So, as we stand with the Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball team, they are 13-4 right now overall, and they are 2-2 in the Big 12 Conference. Coming into this week, the Big 12 Conference, ladies and gentlemen, in the AP Top 25 rankings, the Big 12 Conference has 8 teams right now currently ranked in the Top 25. So you have number 3 Kansas, you have number 9 Baylor, you have number 5 Houston, you have number 15 Oklahoma, you have number 19 TCU, you have number 20 BYU, and then you have the number 24th team in the nation in Iowa State, and then you have number 25 Texas Tech. Eight teams in the top 25, all coming from the Big 12 that are ranked this week in the latest polls. When UC joined the Big 12 Conference, and while watching the Big 12 Conference from afar, when UC was an American Athletic Conference, hands down, the Big 12 is the best college basketball conference in the country. And now that UC's in this conference, you know what? Every game's an NCAA tournament. It seriously is, guys. Because you have just good teams from top to bottom. Even the teams, like, right now, as I look at the Big 12 Conference standings right now, West Virginia's 1-3. Oklahoma State's 0-4. Texas right now is 1-3, but UC lost to Texas last week. Texas is still a decent team. And I know Oklahoma State is 0-4 in conference play, but in their past, even when they're not good, they can still knock off the top teams in the Big 12 Conference in any given night, especially at home. They do have a home court advantage. And in West Virginia, with the whole Bob Huggins stuff, them not having him as their head coach, even going to Morgantown is still tough. And that's not a gimme. And then UCF is 2-2. But UCF just beat Kansas last week on the road. At home. And then UCF just beat Texas this past week in Texas. So basically, if you take away West Virginia and Oklahoma State, there is no gimmies in this conference. And that's why I love that UC is in this conference. That's why it's such a refresher that every night, every game matters. And UC doesn't have to play like East Carolina, South Florida, Tulane, Temple. Games in an American Athletic Conference where you're UC basketball and you're on projected poll to make the NCAA tournament. You lose one of those games, you're in trouble. But when it comes to the Big 12 Conference, you lose games to, like, say, if you lose to Kansas State. It's not the end of the world, right? But you have to win those games for UC to in order to not be sweating it out on Selection Sunday. I'm telling you, it's crazy how when you get into a Power 5 conference, life is so different. And as a basketball fan and as a UC basketball fan, it just feels like the old Big East. But the old Big East was like a rough physical conference. This is just the same, but just good teams from top to bottom. It really is. And every night, you're playing a ranked team, and it just feels like that. And the UC's first four games in conference play, they've played ranked teams. Now, last week, I talked about UC's first victory of Big 12 play over BYU on the road, and then their heartbreaker loss in their first Big 12 home game against Texas. Last Saturday, UC went on the road to play, at the time, number 14th ranked Baylor Bears. Now, Baylor, really good home team, good home court advantage, and I didn't know what to expect from UC from this game. Coming off a tough loss against Texas, like I said, I was very intrigued to see how this team was going to bounce back. And this game was a rock fight game. An epitome game, pretty much, where if you were playing old Big East, it just felt like the first team to hit 60 points, you're going to win the game. And it just felt like that with UC and Baylor. So the game was tied at half at 27-27. Baylor came this game with a really, really solid offense. And UC's defense was the reason why they were in this game. And the reason why this game was not up at 27 at halftime. And then the second half, UC got up by 5 off the gate. And then the offense went into a dry spell. And then Baylor started hitting their shots. And then Baylor was up by 9 with the under 3 timeout. I'm thinking to myself, okay, doesn't look like UC's going to win this game. We just got to move on. And then Dan Skillings Jr. happened, and he brought UC back. Baylor missed a couple of shots. And then with 14 seconds left of the game, with UC down 60-59, coming out of timeout, UC designed a play where they got the ball to Seamus Lakosius, their best three-point shooter. Let me remind you, in this game, Lakosius was 0-for-5 from the three-point land. Yes, he is UC's best three-point shooter, but he was struggling in this game on Saturday night. You're down 1 point, and they decided to give him the ball, and he attempted a three-pointer, literally when the ball was inbounded, 2 seconds off the clock. He jacks up a shot. He misses it. And then Baylor gets the rebound. And they shot 2 free throws. They're up 3. And then Dede Thomas decided to launch a Steph Curry heave shot that was unsuccessful. And then UC got the offensive rebound. And Lakosius tried again, but he missed it. And that was your ball game. Baylor 62, Cincinnati 59. I don't understand. Before that play happened, Dan Skillings Jr. missed a layup where it was a great design play call, and it looked like Skillings was going to make the shot. It looked like that. For some reason, this team does not know how to make layups, but Skillings missed that bunny right there. And he's known to make those type of layups, but he didn't in this moment of the game. I didn't understand the design play for Lakosius to hit that three-pointer, to attempt that. That made no sense to me. I didn't understand. You just need a two-pointer. I just wish that UC would have just run the clock down, because you had 14 seconds left. The shot clock was off. Game clock was off. Like, run the clock down, get a decent shot, and then I will live with the result. The fact that that was the design play call out of the timeout, it made no sense. And you see the final stats of the game. Skillings had 24 points. He played 33 minutes. He was 9-for-14 from the field, 4-for-6 from 3, 6 rebounds. He's the reason why UC was in this game. He's the reason why UC had a shot to win the game late. Dede Thomas had 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He was 6-for-15 from the field. He was 0-for-5-for-3. Yikes. And then Seamus was 1-for-10 from the field, 0-for-7 from 3, and only 2 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds. Victor Locken fouled out of the game. He really struggled. He only played 24 minutes. He had 7 points and only one rebound. Jamiro Reynolds came off the bench. He played 21 minutes because of Larkin's foul trouble. He had 7 points and 6 rebounds. He had a really good first half. And then the second half, he struggled. And that was pretty much it. And I know Baylor's a good home team. And they're a really good basketball team. They can definitely make a run in the NCAA tournament. But this is a game where you see, oh, man. The couple of design play calls, if they would have just made it simpler, they would have walked out of Waco, Texas with a huge win. But instead, it was another Big 12 heartbreaking loss for the Bearcats. But they had to move on because in the Big 12, there's another big game. And on Tuesday night, UC took on number 19 TCU. TCU had one hell of a week last week. They beat number 9 Oklahoma at home, 80-71. And then last Saturday, they upset at number 2 Houston by 1 point, 68-67. So, TCU, and also TCU should have been in Kansas 2 weeks ago in Kansas, losing that game 83-81 because the refs decided to let Kansas win the game because, God forbid, Kansas loses a Big 12 home game. So I knew that this game against TCU was going to be another nail biter. It was going to be a rock fight, potentially. But it didn't start off that way. It pretty much started off like TCU was going to run UC out of four. TCU scored 26 points in 7 minutes. 26 points. And they were 10 for 13 from the field. And I didn't understand what was going on with UC's defense. Yeah, TCU was making shots, but you can make any shot if you're open. Those shots, UC wasn't even contesting them on defense. So TCU got up by 11 points in the first half. And then you knew that the law averages will even out where TCU was going to miss shots. And then eventually UC's defense was going to play better and they were going to finally make shots. And they did. And then UC, with 2 minutes left of the first half, tied the game at 31. And then TCU led at halftime by one, 33-32. And then the second half of this game, it was just back and forth. Teams making shots, and then you go through dry spells by both sides. And then you get a little mini run by both teams, and then another dry spell. It was just pretty much your daily night of just Big 12 basketball, of just high contested game. And it just felt like UC was just playing catch up all night. And every time UC will make a shot to pull them within 3 or 4 points, TCU come back and hit it like a dagger 3-pointer. That was just at that type of night in this game on Tuesday. Now, with TCU up 64-62 with about 45 seconds left of the game, UC gets the ball and Dede Thomas hits a three from the corner to give UC a 65-64 lead with 45 seconds left. Unbelievable shot by Dede Thomas. Dede played like a stud in this game. He made some turnovers. This team is prone to turnovers, especially careless turnovers. I'll talk about that after I recap this game. But Dede Thomas was clutch for UC in this one. And then TCU came right back after that, after they called a timeout. And then Travion Tennyson hits a prayer fadeaway three over John Newman, the third, UC's best defender, and probably one of the best defenders in the Big 12 Conference, to give TCU a 67-65 lead. And then UC gets the ball with about 24 seconds left. And then Dede Thomas, driving, throws up a shot. He got fouled. He should have got the and one. Makes the shot. Ties the game at 67. And then TCU gets the ball. Tries a three-point attempt. Misses it. Dan Skillings gets the rebound. And he gets fouled with 3.2 seconds left. And all Dan needs to do is just hit those two free throws. And free throws for this team is a huge, huge problem for this team. A huge problem. You see, I'm looking at the stats of this game. UC shot 52.4% from the free throw line. Free throws are supposed to be free. UC was 11 for 21 from the charity strike. You only need two free throws with 3.2 seconds left. And TCU had no timeouts, I believe. Right? Yeah, they had no timeouts. So, Skillings steps to the free throw line, misses the first, of course, and then misses the second. And Aziz Bandango tries to get the offensive rebound, but he's called for a foul. The officials in the second half of this game was absolutely awful. I don't like blaming refs at all in any sport, but this officiating crew in the second half and overtime was really, really bad. And just some of the calls, even against some calls that went against TCU as well, and I'm just like, you sure that's a foul on TCU? There was just a lot of missed calls too. A lot of moving screens, especially on the part of TCU. Made no sense. So with Skillings missing both free throws, and then Aziz getting called for the foul, that was his fifth foul, so he's fouled out of the game. TCU has a shot to make their free throws and win the game, and then all UC fans, including myself, is going to be crying into the night. So the TCU big man steps up to the free throw line, and he misses it. Jameel Reynolds rebounds the ball, gets the ball to Dede Thomas. Dede Thomas tries a half-court heave. He got the ball up as time before, after time expired, so it would have not counted. But he still got the rim, and it was close. So we're going to overtime, just like what we all need, right? An extra 5 minutes of this game, 67-67. And then in overtime, John Newman hit a big three. And then with the game tied at 75 with, I believe, it's 21 seconds left of the game, Dan Skillings going to his left and going to the basket makes one hell of a lefty layup to bank it in to give UC a two-point lead at 79-77. So it was 77-77 at the time, and then he makes that layup to make it 79-77 Cincinnati. And then TCU gets the ball. They go for a three-point attempt. They missed it. Dede Thomas gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And with 5 seconds left, he just needs to hit at least one free throw. He makes both of them, and that is your ball game. Cincinnati 81, TCU 77. And then the students rush the court. When I saw that happening, I was like, wait a minute. You're rushing the court because you beat number 19 TCU. But then I looked at it, if I was a student perspective, the emotions and just the tales of that game, and also this UC's first ever Big 12 home win, damn it, rush the court. Who cares? You're going to get those old fans that are going to be like, oh, act like you've been there type of stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, just shut up, okay? That was one hell of a basketball game, and that's just what the Big 12 is. You're going to get exciting games. It beats playing against East Carolina and Tulane and freaking, who am I missing? SMU, Temple. It beats that, guys. Come on now. So I'm okay with the students rushing the court. One hell of a game. Big, big time win for the Bearcats. So right now, UC, like I said earlier, sits at 13-4, 2-2 in a conference play. UC's next basketball game is on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern against number 15, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is 14-3 on the season. And as you look at Oklahoma's schedule, they don't really have notable big-time wins. You see, the only big win, or you could say like their best win so far at the time, USC was ranked number 23. They beat them in the Ratty Children's Invitational. The hell? And then they beat Iowa State 2 weeks ago, 71-63 at home. That's pretty much it. So this is a game where UC has to win. I mean, yeah, every game from here on out, you have to win. But for UC, you want to continue to build your resume for March. And these are games, like, you have to win. Like, it pretty much has, this game has the equivalency of the Texas game, where you should have won that game, and you lose in heartbreak fashion. This is a game where you're home. You have to win your home games in the Big 12 Conference. You have to. And I think that if UC gets this win, that's going to be big. That's going to be big. And UC's, after this game, UC's next game is at Kansas on Monday night. So, yeah, it's a must win. It's a must win coming up against Oklahoma on Saturday. Jeez. UC's, like I said, before the season or before conference play, the first six games of conference play is brutal. But the fact that UC's 2-2, but also you look at it, they can easily be 4-1 right now or 3-1 right now in conference play if they didn't lose that one against Texas. They can be easily 3-1. Oh, hell, they could be 4-0. So it's going to be, this Big 12 conference is going to be wild. And also conference tournament is going to be even more wilder this year in this conference. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad UC's on this conference. The things that this team need to work on, definitely, is cutting down on the careless turnovers. When Mick Cronin was the head coach for UC, we were so used to just them slowing down the game, not turning the ball over because they weren't pushing the ball fast because offense didn't really matter to Mick Cronin. He wanted to just defend, rebound, and slow down the game. That's why UC was good with not turning the ball over. Now, with Wes Miller, he wants his team to push the ball and push it with pace. But this team, when they do that and when they play fast, that's where turnovers happen. And it's like, I can live with the turnovers, but it's the one that are really careless and stupid. That's the one that drives me insane. And I keep got to tell myself, they're college kids. But sometimes, some of the turnovers is just inexcusable. And I'm just like, what are you doing? And then the free throws, man, need to, I know coaches will say, oh, if you don't, you got to hit 53 throws in a row before you leave practice or all that stuff. I don't know what Wes Miller is going to do with his team when it comes to that, but the free throws could be the reason why UC potentially could or not make the NCAA tournament. They have to make their free throws. They have to. It has to be better. And then on offense, this time this offense will go on major droughts. And that's a concern, but I'm not, like, to the point where I'm panicking, but it's just something to just keep in mind if you're a UC basketball fan watching this team. This offense will have its moments where it's, like, it's playing really well, and then they'll go on, like, five-minute scoring droughts. You can't have that during Big 12 play. So that's why it's important for this team also to continue to play good defense when the offense is not clicking. I'm telling you guys got to be watching college basketball. We're in college basketball mode right now. And it just feels good that I can talk about Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball and they're relevant. And I think it's going to be fun. I don't know if I'm going to survive. I don't know if I'm going to make it to March. But if I do, then it's a good sign. It's a good sign. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're out here. And yes, I know, you guys are probably going to ask me, who you got in the NFL playoffs this weekend with the divisional weekend games? Let's see. I want Houston to beat Baltimore, but I think Baltimore's going to win, but that could be a close game. Don't count out Houston. Houston has that feel of the 2021 Bengals, when the Bengals made a Super Bowl. They're playing with house money after destroying the Browns. Thank you, Texans. You deserve a standing ovation for that. So I'm taking Baltimore. If Baltimore plays their A game, they're winning this. They're winning that. They're winning that. But they're playing like they're B, B minus C, then Houston has a shot. And then Packers, Niners, Green Bay, thank you for beating the Cowboys. I mean, I can definitely see the Packers upsetting the Niners, but I just think with the Niners being at home, I think they'll win that game, but that's probably going to be a close game too. And then you got Buccaneers, Lions. Shout out to the Lions for winning their first playoff game in 30 years. You deserve a standing ovation for that. I understand the city of Detroit, they've been through a lot. It just felt like when the Bengals finally won their first playoff game in 31 years, I resonate with the Lions fans. So good for them. I think they'll beat Tampa Bay and head to the NFC Championship game. And then Chiefs, Bills, I'm taking the Bills. Patrick Mahomes playing his first road game ever in the playoffs. Get ready. You're going to get one hostile environment in Buffalo and go Bills. So that's pretty much my pick for divisional round weekend. I'll talk to you guys next week. You guys have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. It's snowing right now here in Cincinnati. It's been freaking cold all week, and I've just been hibernating, and I'm just ready for the spring. I am seriously done with winter. I really am. Love you guys. Peace. If you guys are listening to this podcast on Spotify, give it a review. Give it a 5-star review. Leave a comment, whatever. I always appreciate my followers. Appreciate my new followers, and we're just getting started. This is going to be a fun year at Cincinnati Sports. Cannot wait. Love you guys. Peace.